And joining me now in the KRVS studios is Gert Wüstemann, who is the director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, here to talk about, as usual, a plethora, a cornucopia, as Lee Kleinpeter says, of events that are going on over there. It never stops, and I know you'll never rest over there. we have several things to talk about, but I think, and in particular, the Blind Boys of Alabama concert, which is next week. But this week, before that happens, you have this wonderful little concert going on, which is a tribute to Jim Croce.
Right, we have a Jim Croce tribute show performed by John Reno, and his guitarist is a Florida artist. We had him in the building last year in the summer. It's a great summer program. We drew a really big crowd last year, and I think we'll do it again. These guys do a phenomenal job, really paying tribute to one of the great American songwriters. It's a very sweet show if you're looking for some entertainment, because, you know, we're headed for the dark days of summer. Mm-hmm. And
A little nostalgia
in a beautiful air-conditioned theater with great acoustics. It's a great show to come and support. A great way to spend a summer evening. That's coming up next this Saturday, actually, the 21st at 7:30.
Yeah, I think we're all a week behind ourselves. We're not realizing how fast June is going.
It's a time warp. That's right. Yeah.
But this Saturday will be like the third weekend in June. So yeah. You can get your tickets for Jim Croce, and you might even find yourself singing along. You know, it does throw you back to certain.
Yeah. You might want to hope that I don't sing along, because that would be frightening. But you absolutely should. And I think he does a wonderful job engaging the audience also. And it really is, it's just a great feel good evening of great music and really some wonderful stuff to rediscover. Cover sometimes also. And there's a bit of storytelling with this also. So you learn a bit of a few things about Jim's life that you may not have known before. And it's really interesting, fascinating stories. So it's a great concert to support a really fine artist.
So that's this Saturday at the ACA. Mm-hmm. And you can get tickets as usual online, or you can call the box office.
Call us at 233-7060 or go online at acadianacenterforthearts.org.
All right. And then, in addition to the performances that you all have going on, you have summer camps that are happening now and will continue throughout the summer. And I know that adds to the energy and the creativity at the ACA right now.
Yeah. You know, summers at ACA are really kids and education time. We host probably about 40 or 50 summer camps over these 2 months. One of the more prominent ones is our Summer Youth Shakespeare Ensemble, where kids learn an entire Shakespeare play in 2 weeks' time, sketch it, build sets, create costumes, learn dances, create some musical numbers around it, and then perform an entire Shakespeare. That's happening later in July, and we're very excited about that. But leading up to all that, we have, I think you used the word cornucopia, which I think is a wonderful word we don't use often enough, of summer camps for kids of varying ages. This week we entered our first round of City Smarts, which is a wonderful art and science camp, which I'm particularly thrilled about, because kids spend half a day learning about the science of a certain thing. This case this week was about the five senses, and it was smell, touch, hearing, and so forth, and then find an artistic expression of the same thing, which is really fascinating. So it's a great camp. We have a few spots available there. They're filling up very, very quickly. But if you have kids of anywhere from 6, 7 to 12 years old, call us and see if there's a camp that you might still get a spot for, because it's really a wonderful way to spend a summer for them.
Right, and lots of different activities going on. I know I saw the list, and it was just an amazing list of artistic activities that you can involve your child in over there.
Yeah, we have 1 week is called Passport for the Arts, where you travel to different countries around the world and learn about their particular way of making music or painting or whatever, and their cuisine sometimes also. And so it all ties together. Our education staff does a wonderful job in really finding new ways to engage kids. And usually everything ties back to some level of enlightenment also. It's not just about entertaining them or having some fun projects, but also you learn something about the world or about science or about some aspects of life in general, which I think is really critical.
And you get to do it at the Acadiana Center for the Arts, where there are these marvelous exhibits all around them every time they walk into the building.
Yeah, you know, I think it's inspiring for, especially for young people, to come into our building and really be surrounded by any type of art. And, you know, we have wonderful energy in the building right now since we brought the lab in also as a new cafe. So what we had always envisioned about the center, that it would become this sort of hub of cultural life, but also just general life, where, you know, people take a break from their office work and have a cup of coffee and sit down, and there's an artist sitting at the table with them, and all of a sudden the conversation about anything ensues. And I think that's really when what great communities facilitate is this coming together of different minds and different walks of life. And we're seeing that happening now at ACA. And then when you have a group of kids waltzing in and out and that energy added to the whole mix, it's really very, very fun. So it's a great time to be at the ACA.
And those camps are creating generations of children who will feel like the ACA is home to them.
Yeah.
So if you're interested in any of those camps, and there are quite a number of them, you can call the ACA or stop by the website. I think many of them are listed on the website.
They're all listed on the site. You can explore that under our education offerings and then just call us to sign up your kid.
All right. So the Blind Boys of Alabama, Gerd, what an amazing group. They've been around for decades, just decades, I think, since the 30s in different manifestations. They're known all over the world, and we get to hear them here in Lafayette next week.
Yeah, it's a very exciting show. We were very fortunate. They were looking for a router date in the summer. And, you know, this is a sort of a new thing for us. We haven't booked summer gigs yet. We weren't quite sure. You know, people are kind of more in a barbecue and poolside mode. But so far, ticket sales are good. We still have seats left, so hopefully we'll fill out the house. It was a great opportunity to bring them in here, and I think they're just an amazing group. They had a new album out about 3 months ago that's really phenomenal, with a lot of great guest artists also. And they have this this very visceral and sort of unique mix of old school gospel, rock and roll, R&B, and soulfulness that wraps together. And of course, you have four gentlemen singing, and then there's a very fine band backing them up also. So it's a really great show. Very excited. And I think in our beautiful, pristine-sounding Marcus Theater, it's going to be really a great experience for everybody.
And they've continued to innovate as a group. I mean, obviously, they maintain the traditions of the gospel music that they came out of, but they've continued to work with new artists and to add to their styles.
Yeah, absolutely. They do great covers, for instance. They work with a whole huge slew of new artists every other year. And I think, they reinvent themselves as a band, which I think is particularly important. It's also an interesting bit of a challenge. First of all, since we had the opportunity to bring Blind Boys in here, we had worked with the Affiliated School for the Blind before a number of years ago on a visual arts exhibit, actually, which was we call it the Touchables. And it was really just a wonderful experience. And so we reached out to them again and invited them to actually have a group of blind people coming in, and we comped them some seats so they can have this experience, which I think is going to be very, very wonderful, and hopefully they get to meet the band as well. And for us, it was an interesting challenge because hosting blind artists has its own set of challenges, really. For instance, we have to have a doctor on retainer for the entire day, and we had to do some reconfiguring of dressing rooms and create a dressing room at the downstairs level for one of the gentlemen. So it was also an interesting thing to just be reminded of special needs of special groups and how to address that.
Well, and certainly they will be very attentive to the sound, which you all are very proud of at the ACA.
Indeed,
so that will really shine on that evening. So that's the 27th. That's next week, 7:30. You still have some tickets left, but people should not tarry getting their tickets.
Yeah, we usually sell out shows like this, and I expect we will this one as well. But we'd love to have everybody be there and give them a very warm June welcome here in Lafayette.
Okay, and I know Cecil's been playing it. We got their latest disc. I think y'all had helped us acquire a copy, and so I know that he'll be playing it often in the next week. We're looking also ahead, and as the month is just galloping along, Second Saturday Art Walk next month will be on us soon, and you have a wonderful artist that you are looking forward to. You've had a really, really nice exhibit up for the past couple months that was beautifully curated there, but Don Dito is going to be featured for the next Art Walk.
Yeah, we're starting this run of an exhibit of Don Dito in the main space, and I think the show will be up for 3 months, leading into a new edition of our Prospect 3 affiliation with New Orleans' biannual Prospect, which I'm also very thrilled about. But Dawn's show, I think, will be one of the highlights we've had in the main gallery so far. She's a truly eminent artist. She's a conceptual artist, really, that deals with configuring spaces and using large-scale pieces that explore the concepts of spirituality or the things we don't see but experience, but really from a very rational sort of approach, if that makes any sense. Dawn has been collected extensively, has shown at such incredible museums like the Whitney in New York and so forth. It really is a nationally regarded high quality artist. And she has had a connection to our curator team of Mary Bate and Brian Goodyear for some time. So we've been talking to her about the show for a while. And at first we thought, you know, we can't really pull this off because, you know, we do our shows on a fairly lean budget. And I think I'm maybe overstating that term. I mean, about as lean as it gets. And I'm incredibly proud of what we do with what we are able to do. But Dawn then was able to create new work through the Rauschenberg Foundation. Of course, Robert Rauschenberg has a strong kinship with us, or had before he passed, and his sister lives in Lafayette and actually is on the ACA board. So when we learned that Dawn was having a residency at the Rauschenberg Foundation's center in Captiva, on Captiva Island in Florida, we thought, okay, well, maybe we can actually pull this together. And then we received the Rauschenberg grant that also helps us support our visual arts galleries. And so all these bits and pieces kind of fell into place over the course of the last year and a half. And here we are with this magnificent exhibit that really features some very, very large-scale work that will be hung in our main space. The pieces have been shipped here a couple of months ago, and now Dawn will come in next week and starts actually mounting and assembling everything with our curator staff. So we're very excited about this. It's going to be a terrific show. The working title of the show is Mothership. So we want to tease everybody with that a little bit. And there's some really incredible things to be seen.
Well, it sounds very richly layered with all the collaborations with the Rauschenberg Foundation and her conceptual art. She's based in New Orleans, or was for a long time?
She was, and I think still works in New Orleans part of the time, but also in New York as far as I recall.
And I do seem to remember that New Orleans informed her art, perhaps not so figuratively, but as you talked about, that interior spirituality and the concept of that hidden spirituality.
I think that's a great way to describe her work. I think we had another New Orleans artist that was a Cuban-born, Luisa Cetera, a few months ago in our main space. And I think what both of them share is, yes, there's a certain sort of dark spiritual energy that comes out of their work, but it's transfigured. It really just shapes their basic approach to how to look at both the world and their canvases, respectively. But it's not the kind of work that we've seen out of New Orleans, especially in the last 7 years, so frequently, which deals very directly with sort of the aftermath of Katrina and what it means to be a New Orleans artist. I think their work really transcends that concept much more, and I think it makes it quite fascinating.
Right, sort of spans many different eras of New Orleans and kind of distills that je ne sais quoi that we all feel in New Orleans.
There's a bit of a voodoo essence there. But
but something very distilled about it. If you're just tuning in, my guest is Gert Vistemann, who is the executive director of the Acadiana Center for the Arts, talking about quite a number of activities taking place at the ACA and some exhibits that will be opening up. This weekend, as he mentioned, Jim Croce tribute will be taking place on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then if you'd like to sign your kids up for camp, there are lots of summer art camps going on at the ACA that you can find out more about. And the Blind Boys of Alabama have a few seats left, so you can call and get your tickets for the Blind Boys. That is June 27th, which is next week, quickly coming to us next week, about a week away. And then, of course, looking ahead to the next art walk when the exhibit in the main gallery will change to Dawn Dito's work. So lots of great things happening there, and you can always keep the website bookmarked or sign up for the Facebook page and get notices about it. And of course, if you sign up for the mailing list, you always get those beautiful flyers that you all send
lots
out.
Lots of e-blasts, probably every other day at least, that's right, because we have so much going on. And of course, you might want to sign up right now because you definitely don't want to miss our season announcement, hopefully a month from now. Right. We'll get ready to release our next season, and let's just say we have some really fun stuff in store.
Well, all right. Again, the website, acadianacenterforthearts.org, for more information, or call their box office for tickets. Thank you so much, Gert.
Thanks for having me.